AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Now that the $1 trillion infrastructure bill has passed, President Biden was asked if his administration has gained some momentum.
I'm always optimistic.
Okay.
It's going to be a tough fight. It ain't over yet, as they say, the old expression goes. But I feel good, and I think people are realizing and beginning to realize it's important to get it done.
The president is working to try to pass a $1.85 trillion social safety net and climate bill. The Select House Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol has subpoenaed top leaders of former President Trump's campaign. Sagar Magani has this.
The subpoenas escalate the committee's probe into the attack's origins. Chairman Benny Thompson is demanding testimony and documents from those he says took part in a so-called war room before the siege and plotted ways of stopping the election certification. They include former Trump election campaign chief Bill Stepien and former National Security Advisor Mike Flynn, who talked with Trump before the insurrection. The panel's already spoken with more than 150 people in the probe and is working to get testimony from other Trump advisors. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The nation's tough travel restrictions have been eased, allowing vaccinated people shown not to be infected with the coronavirus to enter the U.S., some for the first time in more than a year and a half. Stephen Nema has traveled to the U.S. from Canada.
It feels nice to kind of be returning to normal. I miss the opportunity to come down here and just the freedom to do it.
The police chief in Houston says he told rapper Travis Scott he was worried about safety before Scott's performance at a sold-out music festival on Friday evening. 8 people were killed in a crush of the crowd of some 5,000 people that night. The first lawsuits have already been filed on behalf of some of the victims. This is AP News. A teenage girl has been freed and the man who reportedly held her captive arrested after she was able to make a distress signal to another motorist on an interstate in Kentucky. The AP's Ed Donahue has this.
The 16-year-old was reported missing in Asheville, North Carolina. 2 days later, Deputy Gilbert Asciardo with the Laurel County Sheriff's Office in Kentucky told WHAS an alert driver called 911 from a local interstate to say he saw a girl with her hands straight up.
Then you tuck your thumb in and all 4 fingers over that thumb and back and forth.
The driver recognized it from TikTok as a plea for help from domestic violence. The caller followed the car and stayed with it until police could get there.
The victim vehicle got off at exit 41. Our guys were waiting at the top of the ramp.
A 61-year-old was arrested. Police say a cell phone found in the man's possession had images that allegedly portrayed a juvenile female in a sexual manner. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.